This is Biotechnica, and you are listening to the Success Podcast, The War with CSIR. Let's get started.
Do you watch news? Well, I'm sure you do. Last year, around February, this world's second biggest superpower, Russia, attacked Ukraine. And I'm sure you must have tracked that news. And to everyone's surprise, you can see that Ukraine is still standing against Russia and fighting. You know, what's the difference between the Russian soldiers and the Ukrainian soldiers? Well, the Russian soldiers are fighting for just another battle. But the Ukrainian soldiers are fighting to save their motherland. That's the motivation they have. That motivation is helping them survive, thrive, and defeat the Russians. Well, I don't know what will be the outcome of the war, but one thing is very clear. Motivated soldiers always withstand longer than non-motivated soldiers. Years ago, I was listening to a teacher, a biology teacher, a very learned teacher on YouTube, and he said, you know, motivation is overrated. Motivation doesn't. It's just a chemical locha or a chemical reaction in the brain. But my question is, if motivation is just another chemical locha or chemical reaction in the brain, then why this chemical reaction is helping Ukraine stand against the world's second biggest superpower? If that is the case, then definitely motivation will help you succeed in CSIRNet as well. Well, another story I'll tell you is of the 9/11, if you remember, the terrorist attack on the Twin Towers in America, United States of America. So what happened there? When investigators started investigating, they realized that this particular disaster did not happen just because of one lapse. It happened because of multiple lapses. So I was watching this particular documentary on Discovery Channel, and the investigator says, the FBI investigator says that, this particular 9/11 disaster happened because it was a series of mistakes which led to the disaster. Now, when you are preparing for CSIRNet, a series of mistakes can lead to a disaster. And the first mistake you and I will make is by not listening to this podcast and thinking that motivation is not enough. Motivation is the key to your success. Motivation is the key to your discipline. Motivation is the key to building great habits. So that's something which we'll be talking about today. Now, in the meanwhile, let's talk about how exactly your preparation is going. Let me know in the comment section how it is going. In the meanwhile, I'm sure it must be going great. Now, one important thing I'm sure all of you are forgetting right now is practicing pause. You know, we have a technique called a spaced repetition. So the space part of this repetition is you study something, then give a gap, and then study again or revise or recall again, right? The same way, if you enter a room, if there is no space in between the walls, can you call it a room? You can't call it a room. Same way, whenever you study concepts, practice pause. After some time, take rest, let your mind rest for some time, and then try to recall. If you try to recall immediately, obviously you can recall. So that's something you have to remember. You have to practice pause. You have to keep yourself motivated during that pause. One of the important things to keep in mind during CSIRNet preparation is you are going to be writing this exam, no one else. So you have to focus on your clarity of thoughts, clarity of concepts, and you have to allow yourself to be more productive. And you cannot be more productive if you just keep overloading your mind with concepts. Okay? So don't be in a hurry. When it comes to CSIRNet preparation, it is important not to be in a hurry. You have to retain longer. You have to retain and recall on the day of the exam, right? So even if something you're not able to recall, it's all right. All you can do is repeat it again, but don't panic. Don't think that you are not going to make it. Instead, think that, okay, I found out a flaw and now I can fix it. Now, the third point which I would like to make today is you have to start recalling more often than earlier. With 1 month, 7 days in the exam, you have to recall more. And this is a very important and effective strategy. Whenever you are trying to solve a question, that time also try to recall the concept. Whenever you are just sitting idle, try to recall the concepts. But Don't just overload yourself with newer concepts. Instead, try to recall whatever you studied. It is always important to revisit old concepts. And that is the key mantra, guys. You have to remember that you should not compare. That's my fourth point today. Don't compare with your friend who is way ahead of you in their preparation. Remember, your comparison is only from you of yesterday. Are you progressing? Is that progress 1% better than yesterday? Is your plan of studying improving by 1% per day? Even if you're doing that 1% per day, in the next 37 days, you can make great progress in your preparation. Okay. Now, all you have to do is you have to take inspiration from nature around you. You see, nature is not always constant. Sometimes it is summer, sometimes it is winter, sometimes it is spring, sometimes it is some other season. So what exactly is happening? There is always no constant behavior of nature, right? The same way your brain also won't have a constant behavior. Sometimes it will recall effectively, sometimes it will forget. But that does not matter that your brain is inefficient and it is not equipped to qualify CSRNet. All it means is right now it is not able to recall. But when the pressure will come, it will definitely be able to recall. So inspire yourself from the surroundings, from the people around you, and keep positive people around you. That's very, very important. And at any point in time you feel that this time you won't be able to qualify, remember why you started. The first day you started, okay, you try to recall that day when you decided, okay, I'm going to crack this exam, I'm going to write this exam, I'm going to do my PhD from this particular institute, and then I'll become this particular scientist in this particular lab. All this, remember, your destination is your greatest motivation. So stay high on your motivation by recalling your destination. It's very, very important that the next 37 days are spent not just studying, but imbibing the right values into your mind. Your mind is the weapon, your mind is the battleground, and your mind is going to be your biggest friend when you will enter that exam hall. So keep your calm, stay focused, keep studying, and do not worry. The day of the exam, you will definitely be able to recall. All you have to do is start recalling now more often. But even if you are not able to recall, does not mean you will not be able to make it. It all means is right now, probably it's not in a mood to recall. Okay. Now, a very important factor here, which I wanted to highlight, is at any point in time, if you are feeling that you are not prepared enough or you are feeling demotivated, you can always reach out to me. My email ID is shekhar@biotechnica.org, or you can always reach out to me on WhatsApp if you are a student of Biotechnica. So that's all for today's episode 7 of the Success Podcast. I wish you all the very best. This May is going to be the battleground, but in June, you're going to definitely crack a JRF or a lectureship. So with these thoughts, thank you so much for listening. Now go study. You're going to win because you are a biotechnician. All the best. Thank you.